Student loan debt has created a huge burden on young people who are trying to stay ahead as they begin their professional lives after college. Bay Area Congressman Eric Swalwell is introducing a bill today that would help ease the pain. The No Student Loan Interest Act would forgive all interest charges on existing federal loans, and future federal student loans would be given with no interest. To find out more, we go to the source. Congressman Eric Swalwell is on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks so much for talking to us today. So tell us what your bill would specifically do to help students burdened by with loans.
Well, it would make sure that the memories and lessons of college last a lifetime, but that the debt does not. And right now in America, we have over 40 million people with student loan debt, and 10 million borrowers have student loan debt above $40,000. And so, you know, most people, you know, they went to college, they understood that it was an investment in their future, but that doesn't mean they should be gouged, and they certainly should not be gouged by the federal government, who makes $100 million a year on student loan debt. And so it's an effort to put that money back into pockets to buy a first home, start a family, or take a good idea and turn it into a business.
How would we pay for this?
So first and foremost, it would bring the interest rate to zero. So, you know, it's the government making money that gets returned to the Treasury, but the money doesn't get returned to students. However, overall, I've supported efforts to repeal the $1.6 trillion Trump tax cuts, where 83% of the benefits went to just 10% of Americans. And so repealing that certainly would put more money into the economy. But again, this is just the idea that this is an investment in the future, and the government should not make money off of it. So it's just a lack of money coming back to the government. No money is being put in, no additional funds are being put in anyone's pocket.
Okay, and this would affect only federal loans?
Federal loans account for over 90% of student loans. So yes, so the overwhelming amount of borrowers are on federally backed student loans. There's a lot more we can do on this, Rebecca, and I've got legislation that would also incentivize public service and forgive any debt for people who are in public service. But this is a big step. It's never been done before, and I think it would go a long way.
Yeah, conditions. I was going to ask you, what are some of the conditions that would be put on this?
So it would forgive all interest charges on existing student loans, as well as eliminate any accrued interest. And, you know, this is something I know personally. I was the first in my family to go to college. My parents were very proud to work hard for that to be the case. But like so many parents across America, they see that their children, in many cases, have come out worse in the quicksand of student debt. And so I see, especially in the Bay Area, where it's so expensive, you know, to buy a home, that this debt is really, you know, is really putting people in financial quicksand. And in America, 23.6 million of the borrowers are under the age of 35.
You know, a lot of the defaults also happen for students who have gone to for-profit colleges. How would this impact for-profit college students?
Well, you know, we are going to be unveiling a plan for that shortly. And the plan essentially is this, that we have great leverage in the federal lending that we do. Again, over 90% of loans are federally backed, but we've never asked for anything in return, meaning we've never looked at institutions that raise tuition year after year, or whether they place people in jobs within 6 months of graduating, or whether they graduate people within 4 years. And a lot of times the for-profits are the worst actors in that regard. And so forthcoming will be legislation that will leverage that lending ability and say that the good actors are most eligible for student aid as institutions, and the bad actors are least eligible. And I think that would put pressure to get lower costs and better outcomes.
Thanks very much for the time. We appreciate it. That's Congressman Eric Swalwell.